Republican candidate Rick Santorum showed strong fundraising numbers last month after a series of primary wins. But earlier in the contest, the loudest voice promoting Mr. Santorum wasn't the candidate, it was Foster Freeze, multimillionaire who was the main funder of a pro-Santorum super PAC. NPR's Peter Overby has this profile, part of our series on million-dollar donors to the super PACs.
When Rick Santorum spoke at the big conservative political action conference this winter, it was Foster Freeze who introduced him. Freeze gave a short speech. He aimed one of the jokes at Santorum's main rival.
A conservative, a liberal, and a moderate walked into the bar. The bartender says, "Hi, Mitt."
And Freeze brought out his candidate.
I want you to give a welcome to the next president of the United States, Rick Santorum.
Santorum came on stage and acknowledged Freeze.
The other thing, I will not be telling any jokes. I think Foster cornered the market on that.
Neither Freeze nor Santorum alluded to the multimillionaire's role in the Santorum presidential bid. Freeze is the main benefactor of the super PAC supporting Santorum, the Red, White, and Blue Fund. Freeze gave early, and he gave big, $1.6 million. So the super PAC could put Santorum's message on TV when the campaign itself was almost broke. Nor did Freeze or Santorum mention at Super PAC that Freeze regularly travels and talks with the candidate. The law says the Super PAC has to be independent, walled off from the campaign when it comes to messaging. Freeze talked about it to Reuters TV in February.
When I give money to Red, White, and Blue Fund, I'd be very, very careful not coordinating with the campaign. I'd be careful what I say. And I think the best system would be if we all had unlimited free speech and spending our money the way we want, but give directly to candidates.
Craig Holman is with the liberal watchdog group Public Citizen. He says Freeze demonstrates just how weak the campaign finance laws have become.
When you see Foster Freeze showing up at Rick Santorum rallies and at the same time providing unlimited funding and presumably direction to the Santorum super PAC, you know, it literally means that the contribution limits have been gutted.
Freeze declined to be interviewed for this piece. One reason, NPR wouldn't air the interview unedited. Even before the super PAC, Freeze had a long history of giving to Republicans. His first recorded contribution to Santorum was in 1993. He made his fortune as a fast-moving investor in the 1980s and 90s. He became a Christian in 1978. He told Wyoming Public Broadcasting 2 years ago that that set the stage for his philanthropy.
I invited the Lord to become chairman of the board of my life, which has been a huge part of my life. And from that point forward, I realized that my health, my family, all my treasures, including my entire bank account, wasn't mine, it was his.
So Freeze has sent millions to Haiti, New Orleans, and Asia for disaster relief. He gives to Christian charities through the National Christian Foundation. Islamic groups that advocate nonviolence get money from him, and so do local charities around Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where he has a home. Freeze also makes frequent calls for more civility in politics and more unity. This is from the Reuters TV interview in February.
I think the wealthy people and the people in the lower income rungs are coming together in a unity, which is exciting because we're sick and tired of the divisiveness that's been generated in our country.
Of course, supporters of Mitt Romney criticized the Santorum super PAC for its attack ads against Romney, ads that they believe have prolonged the Republican primary fight and have made it more divisive. Overall, money from Foster Freeze accounts for about one quarter of the super PAC's ads. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
To learn more about the Million Dollar Donor Series, you can go to npr.org.